This is the second part of a three-part conversation with Paul Fredrickson, a partner in the Blake Project, and with Brand Biz. He's talking about a seminar that he'll be presenting at TICE. It's entitled How to Think Like a Creative Director. We've all seen, you know, thousands of ads. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I guess the talent comes in being able to tell the good from the bad, right? How do you know that? And I guess creative directors have a good feel for that in advance. Not that they're infallible, but they have a good feel for that in advance, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is, you know, part of the job of being a creative director is not, you know, by and large, I mean, you know, that person is not the individual who is actually coming up with the big idea that will drive the ad and the campaign. But they're like the conductor. They orchestrate the efforts of art directors and copywriters and so forth to do that. That doesn't mean that they don't come up with the idea, but you know they are the leader of that creative department. But you know, part of the job too, like you're saying, is that they have to be a good judge of what works and what doesn't. And there's a simple checklist. That again, even if you know you're not a creative director, you should be, you know, sort of referring back to this when you evaluate, when you take a look at the work that your agency has produced for you, or your team has produced for you, or you know someone in your organization who is responsible for coming up with these things has done. You know, and let me just kind of walk you through these, because I think this is probably one of the most important aspects of what we'll be talking about in January. But the first one is, you know, and as you might expect, the first question that you need to ask is this idea strategic? And, you know, that is based in the foundation of which is based on the creative brief that we talked about a few minutes ago, and we can talk more in detail about that. But the second question is to ask is this idea, is this ad, is this message relevant? Relevancy is amazingly important, obviously, because if it's not relevant to your intended target or customer, it's a waste of time, and more importantly, it's a waste of money. The third question is, does it solve a problem or convey a benefit? You know, it's interesting, and again, a lot of, you know, fun, clever, you know, ideas that will come out of sort of the developmental process will ultimately be set aside because there's no clear benefit that's conveyed in that message and that ad to the intended target audience, the customer. And you've got to do that. I mean, people want to know what's in it for me. It's got to be clearly stated. The fourth question is, does it have a call to action? Again, The message should be asking for the order. Now, we all know that most ads will never sell a single thing, but they will get you to the point of purchase, mm-hmm. which is what we need to do. Most ads now, of course, if they're television or print, will direct you to an online resource for more information or to engage with the customer. You know, is it original and memorable? This kind of goes back to what you and I were talking about a minute ago. I mean, it's like that magical thing, that magical quality or characteristic that makes it really stick with you. And then the last one is, you know, the terminology in the business is, does it have legs? Does this idea, you know, is it useful beyond just its immediate application in this particular, you know, 60-second or 30-second spot or a newspaper ad or magazine ad or outdoor board or whatever. I mean, you know, can I take this idea now and take it to other media so that I can extend my reach and extend my frequency and reach more people more often with the same message so that by through repetition, you know, I'm borrowing, you know, on the equity of all of the other places where this message has shown up, and it grows exponentially. So those are some of the things that, as a client, if you're the owner of the business, if you're the manager of that business, for the marketing efforts of your dealership, that's what you need to be looking at. When someone brings you an idea and says, "Hey, what do you think about this? We think this would be a great message for our new opening or our new promotion or whatever," you know, that's what you need to do. Otherwise, here's the danger. If you don't look at ideas that are presented to you objectively, okay, and that's key, you know, which is what these questions help you do, then you're looking at it subjectively, and you're bringing your own personal preferences and prejudices and so forth into play. And that may or may not be, you know, the best way to evaluate an idea.
I guess that's hard to do, though, isn't it? Isn't that hard to do?
Yeah, it really is. And that's why you've got to be, it's you got to be as disciplined about it as, you know, your agency should be as disciplined about creating the idea. So, you know, otherwise, again, it's art, you know. I mean, it's got to be as objective as you can make it.
You know, it's interesting.
While still allowing the creativity to come through, obviously.
Watching ads on TV, there's some that are clever, but if if they run them a lot, after the second or third time, you just really don't even want to watch it. And there's others that you could watch 100 times and you would still be charged by it.
Right. There's a definite wear out factor in a lot of creative, and again, it's very oftentimes, depending on the size of the advertiser and the size of the budget, obviously a lot of these concepts are tested before you and I ever see them on the air, and so focus groups will say, you know, that works or that doesn't work, and here's why, and then the agency will go back and they'll tweak and they'll modify and so forth, and then get it ready for running. But there's one of the other problems too is, I mean, you know, sometimes the messages are so great, they're so funny, they're so entertaining that we walk away not remembering who the advertiser was.
I can remember reading years ago about the fellow, they were selling spaghetti sauce or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, and a spicy meatball or something like that, the guy said.
Yeah.
And people loved the ad, but they didn't know what they were, you know, what they were selling.
I think it was Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, it wasn't, they weren't selling...
Well, see there, I guess that proves the point, right?
Yeah, they were selling Alka-Seltzer, and that was a great campaign. Yeah, it was, they ran for a number of years and so many spinoffs. From that, but yeah, that was an old Alka-Seltzer campaign.
I mean, it was very creative, but I suppose it didn't sell Alka-Seltzer, did it?
Well, not to you.
No. I mean, if you couldn't remember what the product was, what is success is the hard part, and that's the hard thing to attain. And I guess you're going to be talking about the process that leads up to success, and that's. It's difficult, and it's a moving target, I suspect.
Well, again, going back to the Mad Men era of the business, a lot of people know who David Ogilvy is. Like David Ogilvy, you know, founded Ogilvy & Mather Advertising, and one of the pioneers, and a great writer in the business as well. But he's been credited with saying that it is, you know, it's not creative if it doesn't sell.
Yeah.
And so you know, that's really kind of a bare knuckles approach to developing advertising. you know, yes, I mean, you know, if it doesn't sell, then you know, you can hang it on the wall and admire it in a museum, you know.
Yeah, you're not in the business of entertaining people. You're in the business of selling products.
You're in the business of selling, which is, again, what true creative directors, and that's you know, the ones who are really successful and who really practice the craft well, you know, that is their bottom line.
This will conclude the second part of a three-part series featuring Paul Fredrickson, partner in the Blake Project and also with Brand Biz. He's talking about a seminar which he'll be presenting at TICE. It's entitled How to Think Like a Creative Director. The final part of this series will be presented this coming Thursday. This is Flow Radio.